Hallelujah. God bless you, Josephine, for sharing. Anel, Josephine, Peter Rock, Mamie Fiye, Eugenia, Anel, Eugenia again, Anel, Eugenia again, Authentic, Jeffrey, Lottie, Forsen, Lottie again, Mercedes, you're welcome. Anel, Forsen, Kwame Kese, Techi, Stephen, Abna, Jeffrey, God bless you. God bless you for sharing. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you so much. Frida, I see you. God bless you for sharing. Lamb of God, see that. Glory to Jesus Christ, our Lord in glory. Thank you for our salvation and the army of love that is rising up in Jesus' name. I bless my brother Ben and pray for oil and angels to help him in ministry in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, my brother Jonathan. God bless you so much. Kwame King, you're welcome. If you are here, pass a comment. Let me know that you are here. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. If you are here, just pass a comment. Let me know that you are here. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Today you are about to witness a very dynamic moment with God. You are welcome to our grace service. Grace service. You are welcome to our grace service. Hallelujah. Today will be very short. Cassie, I see you. God bless you so, so much. And then Golden Flower, I see you. Mercedes, welcome. Pastor, I see you. You're welcome to our great service. Hallelujah. Hello. For he is good and his mercy For God is good and His mercies abide. Hallelujah. We worship the Lord, for He is good and His mercies abide. Hallelujah. We give God the praise. We give God the glory. We give God all the adoration. My God. We worship the Lord. God bless you, Cassie, for sharing. We worship the Lord. Hallelujah.
And His mercy abide.
Jeffy, I see you. I see you. Awudu, Ilias, I see you. I see you. Authentic. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Worship. Some time now, I believe the Lord wants to speak to me personally about certain things about this life, and I am so sure that the Lord also wants to communicate this also to you. Hallelujah. There is something that the Lord is teaching me in this period, and I'm so sure and I'm so confident that every believer should also hear of it. Hallelujah. My God. I am so confident that every believer should hear of it. Hallelujah. When it comes to our normal service, such as our teaching service, I love preaching, I love teaching. By God's grace, we are dynamic in certain ways, and we are able to do certain things, and they are nice. But I love teaching, because the reason why I love teaching and I love preaching the word of God is because it is that which has the tendency and the power to transform a believer. Hallelujah. So I always want to stick my head inside my Bible, stick my head inside a book, stick my head inside a Christian literature, stick my head inside a message to be able to bring out certain truths that would build the people of God, that would teach the people of God, that would be helpful to the people of God. But you must understand that a lot of people are suffering, not because of, the Bible says, for lack of knowledge my people perish. So we don't perish because of lack of prayer. We don't perish because of lack of fasting, but we perish because of lack of knowledge. When you lack knowledge, you lack illumination. When you lack illumination, you lack direction. When you lack direction, you are not in guidance. When you are not in guidance, you fall into mistakes and you fall into errors. Hallelujah. So there are a lot of believers who are into errors. There are a lot of people who are stuck with certain things and in certain realms and in certain places that they can never ever help themselves, just because they seem to love certain aspects of God. The last time I said that, you know, we need the two sides of Jesus to survive here on earth. We need the personality of Jesus, and we also need the principles of Jesus. The principles of Jesus is good for earth. The principles of Jesus helps us to be able to live a good and a peaceful life and a quiet life on this earth. And the personality of Jesus bound us up into heaven. God bless you, Lydia. The personality of Jesus binds us up into heavens. Hallelujah. So you must understand all the aspects of Jesus. You must understand all the sides of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So are you ready for today's message? Are you ready for today's message? Today's message, I've entitled it, is about the coat of many colors. Wear your coat or put on your coat. Hallelujah. Wear your coat or put on your coat. It is about Joseph in the Genesis chapter 37 story. You can pick your Bibles wherever you are to Genesis chapter 37 verse 1 to 10. Hallelujah. Genesis. If you can read the whole of Genesis 37 after here, I'll be very, very, very grateful. But we want to learn about the story of Joseph. Trust me, this is not going to be the normal, usual explanations you've had from the story of Joseph. I am, by God's grace, it's going to be a very dynamic teaching. It's going to be a dynamic preaching. It's going to be a dynamic time. So this is not going to be your usual kind of Joseph story you hear, that Joseph, he was sold into prison, so God will also, do you get it? It's not the normal way of the Joseph story about hearing. Hallelujah. I want you to take 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Just speak into your life. Just talk into your life. Just prophesy into your life. I want you to build your consciousness that you are about taking in the word of God. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and then they are life. Hallelujah. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and then they are life. It means that if they are spirit, it cannot be resisted by anything. If they are spirit, it can penetrate through your heart. If they are spirit, it can come through wherever you are. I might be in Ghana, but spiritually, the word that I'm going to be releasing here won't just be an ordinary word, but it's going to be a word that can be able to penetrate through this media, through technology. It can be able to penetrate and enter your space and enter the place where you find yourself right now. Hallelujah. So the words that Jesus said he spoke unto us, they are spirit and then they are life. If they are life, it means that they carry the potency to create. They carry the potency to bring things into being. And as I am speaking the words of Jesus into your life right now, I am speaking creative words. If from here there are certain things you lack in your life, God will be able to bring it into manifestation into your life. This is because the words that we speak, they are not our words, but the words that we speak, they are the words of Jesus. And Jesus says, the words that I speak, they are spirit and then they are life. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. My God. Karadebo shandilibibibi. Mandalaba shandilibibibi. Is somebody here? So someone should open his or her Bible to Genesis chapter 37 verse 1 to 10. Genesis chapter 37 verse 1 to 10. Genesis 7, 1. 37 verse 1 to 10. Genesis 37 verse 1 to 10. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. So let me read Genesis chapter 37, verse 1 to 10. Jacob continued to live in the land of Canaan, where his father had lived. And this is the story of Jacob's family. Joseph, a young man of 17, took care of the sheep and the goats with his brothers, the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah, his father's concubines. He brought bad reports to his father about what his brothers were doing. Jacob loved Joseph more than all his sons because he had been born to him when he was old. He made a long robe with full sleeves for him. Hallelujah. When his brothers saw their father's love for Joseph, they hated their brother so much that they would not speak to him in a friendly manner. One time, Joseph had a dream, and when he told his brothers about it, they hated him even more. Hallelujah. One time, Joseph had a dream. When he told his brothers about it, they hated him even more. He said, "Listen to the dream I had. We were all in the field tying up sheaves of wheat. When my sheaf got up and stood up straight, yours formed a circle around mine and bowed down to it." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think it's not all. This is to verse 7. Where is verse 8 and 8, 9 and 10? Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Let me read from my Bible here. His brother said to him, "Do you think..." Okay, there is here now. His brother said to him, "Do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule us?" And they hated him all the more because of his dream and what he has said. Then he had another dream, and he told it to his brothers. "Listen," he said, "I had another dream, and this time the sun and the moon and the 11 stars bowed down to me." When he told his father as well, his father rebuked him and said, "What is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually bow down to the ground because of you?" Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. You know, the story of Joseph is one of the most popular stories in the Bible. Hallelujah. And then a lot of people have preached it in a whole lot of ways, and it's all centered around a dream. Hallelujah. I pray that after this service, your perspective about dreams will change, and about your dream will change, and it will change for the better. Hallelujah. These were the early days of Joseph. The Bible said that Joseph was 17. Hallelujah. Joseph was 17 when he had a dream. We come into a world whereby there are a lot of people who had a dream. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "I have a dream." So everybody's got a dream in this world. Everybody's got a dream in this world. Everybody has something peculiar that the person wants to fulfill. Welcome to Grace Service. Everybody wants something. We want to get to a certain pedigree. We want to get to a certain height. We want to get to a certain dimension in this world. Hallelujah. Am I making sense, somebody? Glory to Jesus. 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 God bless you. 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 God bless you so, so, so much. So, 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 so much. Hallelujah. Anga Radaba Sharaba Baba Baba. Paladebo Sharaba Baba Baba Baba. Meantana Masandi Bibi. Kolobo Bobo 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 Bobo. Paradabastala Baba Baba. Lemehente Lebo Sharaba Baba Baba. Kizono Mosana Mayatala. Kolobo Sharaba Baba Baba. Piniantala Gada Baba. Leno Sharaba Baba. Glory to Jesus. So we are in a world where people, a lot of people have dreams. Hallelujah. We have dreams of making it in life. We have dreams of buying our parents the best kind of car, the best kind of home that they need, the house that they need. We have a dream of marrying the man of so we have people who say, I want to marry the man of my dreams. I want to marry the woman of my dreams. I want to have the job of my dreams. So we have job dreams. We have ministry dreams. We have family dreams. We have family goals. We have marriage goals. We have a whole lot of things that we want to do in life. And that is the danger of a dream. That is the danger of a dream. Someone will say, Akobe, no, why are you saying that it is dangerous? But it's dangerous. Hallelujah. It is dangerous because of a dream, people have given up on God. I'm coming. I know I am right now. I'm destroying your theology right now. I know some of you, I'm destroying your theology right now. Like, Makautiabo. Hallelujah. Stay with me, please. Just have time and stay with me. Because if you don't follow to the end, and you have information, you'll be misinformed. God bless you. You know, the danger of a dream is that everybody is having a dream. Everybody is having a dream in this world. Everybody. Someone wants to complete the university. Someone wants to sing. Bring out an album. The other person wants to promote the album to obtain a Grammy. Someone wants to get VGMA. The other person wants to get BET. After BET, we have Grammy. Like a whole lot of things. Dreams everywhere. Someone wants to get first class. Someone wants to get second class upper. Someone is praying God, second class lower. A whole lot of dreams. I pray that God will grant you understanding. I pray that God will grant you understanding. You know, dreams make people bold. Even at a tender age, dreams. Dreams make people bold, even at a tender age. There are people that when they are young, when we are young, we are very bold. We speak of our dreams each and every time. When you start growing up, you start trying to mend and amend and correct and revisit your dreams. When you were young, you were maybe exposed to like 3-4 jobs. So one of them were your dreams. But about 90% of people right now, or 90% of the people who are here, right now, what you are doing It's not what you said when you were young. Yeah. Right now, what you are doing, it's not what you said when you were young. You have revisited your dreams, amended your dream, corrected your dreams, shaped your dreams, give it a class and all that. Yeah. And sometimes what you think is a dream is not really a dream. Sometimes what you think is a dream, it's not a dream, it's a fantasy. Sometimes what you think is a dream, it's not really a dream. It's a you fantasized that. You fantasized some stuff when you were young. You've imagined, you check the lifestyle of certain class of people that when you were growing, who were occupying the higher statuses of your generation, and you wish to be like them. And I'm not saying you are wrong. I'm not saying you did any wrong by wishing to be better. No. That is not what I mean. But I'm trying to say that most of us, what we thought and what we imagined to be a dream, is not really a dream. It was just a fantasy. Joseph was 17 years old and had a dream. Hallelujah. The second thing is also that, you know, the Bible says that when he had a dream, he was hated the more. When Joseph had a dream at the age of 17, the Bible said he was hated even the more. This tells us that there was a kind of a hate there before the dream came. Hallelujah. And that is what my topic was about. The coat of many colors. The Bible said that Joseph was treated differently. He was treated differently than his brothers just because his father bore him at his old age, and his father gave him the coat of many colors. And the coat of many colors was the one which symbolizes his difference, his distinctiveness. You must understand that as believers, as people of God, we are distinct. We are unique. You must discover your distinctiveness. You must discover your uniqueness before the dream comes up. Every dream that comes before you discover yourself was just a fantasy. I wish someone can write this down for me. Every dream that came before you discovered yourself was not a dream, it was just a fantasy. Let me type it down. Because you must be able to put on your coat of many colors. Yeah, Heavy to Home says I'm trying. Yeah. You must be able to know your distinctiveness, your uniqueness, what distinguishes you. Hallelujah. You know, one thing you must also understand is that, you know, a lot of us, we have not discovered ourselves at the age of 30. There are people who live 120 years and they discover themselves at the last quarter of their age. There are people who live their whole life and they never discover themselves. I pray for somebody as you've come for grace service this morning, this afternoon, this evening. I pray that you discover yourself in the name of Jesus. Before you leave this earth, I pray for you that you discover yourself. Hallelujah. I pray that you discover yourself. I pray for you that you discover yourself in the name of our Lord Jesus. You know, the Bible said that Joseph shared his dream to his brothers and his parents. And he was hated them all. He shared his dreams. The guy was, you must understand him, he was immature. He was immature. There are a lot of us that we are sharing our dreams so much. We are talking so much about it. We are posting so much about it. We are sharing it so much. Remember that when you do that, you are creating enemies for yourself. You are creating haters for yourself. There is nothing in your life which is a secret. Everything in your life is public. Therefore, if someone wants to know something about your life, he just needs to add the total summation of all your posts, and that will be you. I pray that God grant us the wisdom to be able to keep our dreams to a level before we bring it out. Because it's not everybody that takes it lightly. That takes it lightly what God has placed on your heart. God bless you, Lydia. It is not everybody who takes it lightly what God has placed on your heart. No. There are people that they would try to hit you for that. So know what to post, know what to say, know what to share. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Know what to post. Know what to share. Know what to talk to people. The Bible says Joseph was different. And having a dream also makes you different. The more you have a dream, the more you are purposeful. You must understand that you are different. Even you as a believer, you are different. And the coat that he put on symbolizes his difference. It's fulfilled. It's climaxed his difference. Somebody say, I am different. But do you know something? There are a lot of people on earth. There are a lot of Christians that we are not able to put on our coats. There are a lot of believers who are not able to put on their coats. A lot of people cannot put on their distinctiveness. That which makes them different, we are shy of it. We can't put them on. We are shy of our uniqueness. We think it's weird. It's weird. Yeah, God is weird though. And following him will make you weird. Am I making sense? So, don't be shy. Someone says, I can't hear anything. Can you hear something, please? Confirm for me. Alright, then it's from his side. So someone should comment that he should check his network. He's called Steve. Ian Steve, 94. Hallelujah. So I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you would put on your distinctiveness, that which makes you different. I pray that you have the courage to put it on. I pray that God grant you the courage to put on your distinctiveness, your uniqueness. Because the more you look at scriptures, the more you look at the word of God, the more you become different from the world. The world wants us to conform to the world. The Bible says we should not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds. It means that when we stay different, when we stay cool, sooner we will start conforming to the patterns of this world. But the more you look at the word of God, the more different you become. You know, you must understand that people naturally accept what is same. People naturally accept what is same, but eventually will respect and applaud what is different. People naturally accept what is different, what is same. So when they see that what you are bringing is same, they accept you. We know this. As I'm talking, God bless you. We know this. Oh, for this one, we know. For this one, we are aware. For this one, we know. People naturally accept what is same. But when you stand your ground and you are able to press on, you are able to push it harder, you are able to push your distinctiveness, they will respect you for being different. But the danger here is that, the risk here is that, People, the issue is that people naturally conform to being the same. So when they start something and they see that people are rejecting, initial phase, people are rejecting because it's different, then they give up. Then they come back and they come and do same for acceptance. They come back and come and do same for acceptance. So they don't receive any magnified respect. People naturally accept what is same. People naturally accept what is same. So stand your grounds in your distinctiveness and keep pushing. One day, they'll respect you. So do you want acceptance or you want respect? Acceptance is low budget respect. Acceptance is low budget respect. But respect is the graduated acceptance. Respect is graduated acceptance. When people respect you, it means they have accepted what you are bringing. When people respect you, it means they have accepted what you are bringing. But when people are accepting you, there are times people accept you because you are same. We are the same, and therefore I will accept you because we are the same. We are on the same level, so I can accept you. So they see that what you are bringing is equal, so they accept you. And they accept you. because what you are bringing, they can cope with it. They can understand. I pray that you don't downplay your distinctiveness. You hold on to your distinctiveness in the name of Jesus. That you hold on to your distinctiveness in the name of Jesus. That you hold on to your uniqueness. That you don't conform to the patterns of this world, but you hold on to your uniqueness in the name of our Lord Jesus. Hold on to your distinctiveness and keep pushing. With time, people will respect what you are doing. And don't blame people for not accepting you at the beginning. Do you know why you should not blame people for not accepting you at the beginning? The issue is that we've seen a whole lot of people who start something different, but they don't continue. So we assume, oh, is another thing he's coming to do. He's coming to start, he will not finish. But consistency separates men. Consistency separates men. Consistency breeds respect. Consistency breeds respect. Consistency separates men. As you are consistent in what you are doing, people will start placing respect on what you are doing. I pray for consistency for someone in the name of Jesus. I pray for consistency for someone in the name of Jesus. I pray for consistency for someone in the name of Jesus. Angie, you are welcome. I pray for consistency. Because when you're not consistent in what you do, people think it's the same thing you are coming to do. People have come, people have started something their hands could not finish. But the Bible says, whatever you start, our hands should finish it. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that whatever your hands start, your hands will finish it. You must understand that Pharaoh, when Moses entered the house of Pharaoh, whatever he did, the magicians were able to do same. So until he did something, until he became consistent to do something which they could not do, until he rode on the vehicle of consistency to bring out his distinctiveness, to bring out his uniqueness, Pharaoh would not allow the people of Israel to leave Egypt, because we can do what you can do, we can produce what you can produce, but consistency will separate you from people. Consistency will bring the difference. Consistency will make people know that you are different. This lady is different. When you become a Christian and the people that you are coming from don't believe that you are a Christian, they think that, oh, you we know you. We have been going for girls with you. We have been chasing men. We have been sleeping with men together, and we know you. You are coming from our place. You just be consistent with your Christian life. With time, they will know that you have really changed. You just be consistent with your Christian life and don't go explain yourself, but be consistent with what you are doing. With time, they would know that you are really a changed person. If you are anointed and people doubt that you are anointed, keep pushing. Consistency will make the difference. With time, they would accept that you are anointed. When I started this podcast, there were people I didn't even invite. I don't stress myself. I don't care. If you join, if you don't join, I don't care. I wouldn't be bothered. I wouldn't be anointed. Why? I know that before the dream, there was a coat of many colors. There was a distinctive thing that I should put on. With time, you would come to accept. with time, when people are sharing, with time, when people are giving testimonies, you will run and come. Consistency. Consistency will lead you to distinctiveness. Consistency will lead you to distinctiveness. And put on your coat of many colors. Put them on. Don't be shy to put on your coat. Don't be shy to put on your coat. The issue is that a lot of us, we are afraid to put on our coat because that our distinctiveness will breed haters and enemies. Am I teaching? Am I making sense? So keep pushing. Keep doing what you are doing. Okay? When you start something and people are not accepting it, don't worry. Keep pushing. But put on your coat of many colors. Somebody type, Abena type something anointed. He said that, I put on my coat of many colors in Jesus' name. I think we can all type if you are not in the kitchen. We can all type, I put on my coat of many colors in Jesus' name. Put on your coat. Put on your distinctive nature. Don't be shy to the glory of God. The Lord bless you, Abner. All right, it is flowing. It is flowing. It is flowing. The Lord bless you. The other thing is that in our generation, I don't know how you will take this. I don't know if this will, someone might be able to understand this. Someone can be able to grasp this. But you know, in our generation, our problem is that when we talk of distinctiveness or difference, we get hooked up in style. And we forget the ultimate thing, which is the substance in our generation. So as I'm talking about difference, someone might be thinking about style, the style, the delivery, the packaging, and we forget the substance. So instead of focusing on what is good, we are rather focusing on the essence. Am I making myself clear? The issue is that instead of us to focus on what is in us, the substance that is in us, the thing that God has placed in us, instead of us to focus on that one, we rather tend to copy people who are classified as unique. And when we are copying them, we can't copy substance, we only copy style. And we neglect that which God has placed in us, and we rather copy the style and copy the delivery and copy the packaging and copy the twist. But we forget that if you are different in substance, your delivery will also be different. If you are different in substance, your style will also be different. If you are different in substance, your package is already different. I pray in the name of Jesus that you focus deep in what God has placed in you. Don't be different because you want to be different. Don't be different because you want to be different. Be different because you are different.
Don't be different because you want to be different. Rather, be different because you are different. Hallelujah. The other thing I want to throw light on is that, you know, to be different is very painful. To be different is very painful. To be different is very, very painful. Hallelujah. Not to conform is painful. The more, do you know something? The issue is that the nature of man is that man always wants you to be the same. Hallelujah. That is the nature of man. A typical man. Men always want us to be the same. So they will do everything for you to be equal. That is the nature of a typical man. Man always wants you to be same. So they will do everything for you to be equal. They will do everything for you to be same. So that is where the pain comes from. Not to do what others are doing is painful. Not to dress like others are dressing is painful. There is a whole lot of stigma in that. Not to go where others are going is painful. Hallelujah. My God. But are you enjoying the service? Not to be painful is different too. Anger. The other thing is that, you know, this is where we are. Can I delve deeper? Can I give you the body of my message? Can I give you the body? You know something? Even though Joseph made an immature decision to tell his brothers, right, it was that which God used to fulfill his dream and to make the dream that he had come to pass. Even though the decision of your heart at times can be immature, God will make it the thing that will lead to the thing, as long as you stay in him. That is what grace is. There are times that you make certain unwise decisions, but as long as you are in God, God will pick that unwise decision. God will pick that unwise decision. It will be the thing that leads to the thing. You see something? This is it. I pray that I make perfect sense to someone. When you submit your immature decisions to God, he purifies it and he brings it to a place of purpose. When you bring your immature decisions to God, he purifies it and he brings it to a place of purpose. Joseph made an immature decision to disclose his dream to his brothers. It created hate for him. But it is through that process that God used to fulfill the dream that Joseph had. You don't always have to make the right decision on the path of destiny. But one thing you must always do is to make sure you are always in God. You don't always have to make the right decision on the path of destiny, but one thing you must do is make sure you are always in God. You know, the Bible makes us understand that Joseph, after he placed on his coat of many colors, after he placed on his distinctiveness, and I said from the beginning that your distinctiveness is painful. It will create haters for you, but you must put it on. After that, he made his bad decision, an immature, an amateur decision also. The Bible said, it was the thing that led to the thing. He made a wrong decision. He made an immature decision. You don't always have to make the right decision. There are times when you submit your mistakes to God. God will make that mistakes, that wrong decision, that immature decision. God will use that, build upon it, purifies it, glorifies it, and sanctify it for its purpose. When you submit everything, your all to God, you must understand that God is not a God of only your God is not a God of your good decisions only. God is not a God of your good decisions only. He's a God of your good, your bad, your ugly times, your ugly moments. God is that God. So Joseph made a wrong, an immature, an amateur decision, but as long as he stayed in God, God purified, sanctified, and glorified that decision. And it was the decision, it was the thing that led to the thing. It was the thing that led to the thing. That amateur decision, that immature decision, made his brothers sold him to Potiphar's house. From Potiphar's house to the king's palace. What decision have you made in your life that you think it's bad? You've cried over it, it's enough. Submit it to God. Welcome to our grace service. Submit it to God. Pray. Stay in God. Stay in purpose. Can someone please? Genesis 37, verse 17 to 18 for me. Stay in God's purpose. Stay in God's purpose. Michelle, you're welcome. Heaven, my home, you're welcome. Atukami, now you're welcome. Amma, Papa B, you're welcome. Peter Rock, you're welcome. Minister's wife, you're welcome. Everybody is welcome. Stay in God. Coat. Put on your coat. Put on your coat. Put on your distinctiveness. Put on your uniqueness. Don't be shy to wear your uniqueness. Don't be shy to make people know that you belong to Jesus. Don't be shy to make people know that you are a Jesus lover. Hallelujah. The man said, they had left. I heard them say they were going to Dothan. So Joseph went after his brothers and found them at Dothan. They saw him in the distance, and before he reached them, they plotted against him and decided to kill him. So you see this thing. It is the bad decisions of Joseph that is leading him into troubles. And the other thing is that it is also his dream that is leading him into troubles. He replied, "I'm looking for my brothers. Can you tell me where they are gazing their flock?" And he replied, "They moved on from here. I heard them say, 'Let us go to Dothan.'" You see, there are times that your decision, you know, let me take some few minutes to explain this. The ecstasy of the revelation of your dream can make you think that God told you a lie when you are going through the process. The ecstasy of your revelation of the dream that God showed you can make you think that God told you a lie when you are going through the process. This is so because, you know, there are a lot of us, we hear good things that God wants to do about our life. And the moment we hear it, you know, that ecstasy, that thing that enters our heart and our body, that zeal, that passion, that joy that enters your body, it makes you think like the thing is so 100% true and true. There is no boundary on the road. There is nothing. There is no rock. The road is smooth. There is no mud on the road. It is so smooth because you heard good things about your life. That ecstasy of the revelation of the dream that God showed you. When you start facing reality, when you start facing the process, when you don't take care, that ecstasy can make you think that God lied. That, you know, I told you before that every dream that came before someone discovered him or herself, it's not a dream, it's a fantasy. Every dream that comes and make you think, it comes before discovering yourself, it's not a dream, it's a fantasy. That is why a lot of us have now mended, you know, what you told yourself you want to be when you were young, it's not what you are doing right now. It's not what you are doing right now. Thank you very much. Becky, remind me of that, what you just posted, and send it to me on WhatsApp. Every dream that came before self-discovery is not a dream, it's a fantasy. And also, the ecstasy of your revelation can make you think that God told you a lie when you face challenges. There are people who are giving up on God right now because they think that God lied to them. They think that the man of God lied to them. The prophecy is not real. When they read the Bible, you know, and these things, I don't blame people that much, because at times we preachers, we make it so. You check the Bible and you check that every major player in the Bible led a life of struggle. Every major player in the Bible led a life of struggle, but in between their lives, we see that God do wonders in their life in between. And we preachers should be able to communicate it to the people that the sign that God is with them in the struggle is that God delivers them in certain things. So God is giving them hope. God is leaving snippets of hope in their life, that even in the struggle, He is with you in the struggle. But preachers, we don't do that. We have now summed up all the time that God delivered His people, and we've neglected the struggles. So we preach all the good things, all the deliverance that God brought to the people, and we don't talk about the struggles.
So a believer growing up think that when I come to Christ, when I come to God, when I meet God, yes, please send me that mountains. You know, a believer think that when I come to God, it is smooth because it's a problem-free life. Yes, that is what people think. So we've summed up, when you check the life of Paul, when you are preaching to the people, we don't preach all the struggles, all the shipwreck. When he went to Malta and he felt cold, when God had prophesied into his life that you go to Rome, but he went to Rome as a prisoner. When he suffered shipwreck, when his own countrymen betrayed him, we leave all these things. Then we preach, but my God shall supply all my needs. And we tell them that, but my God shall supply. So when the believer is growing up in the path of destiny, for him or her, his whole thinking is that God supply all my needs according to his riches and in his glories in Christ. So everything about the believer is that God supply needs every point in life. And they forget that you must pass through a process, and the process requires pain. And they forget that why Paul said that is because it was one-time provision that people remembered him. It was a one-time thing. So when we read the life of Elijah, we only read the good stuff about him. We leave the difficult ones aside. So I don't want you to place all your eyes on the ecstasy or, you know, the revelation, the dream. But can I shock you something? Can I shock you? Can I say something? Do you know that your dream, can be your destruction? Do you know that your dream can be your destruction? Your dream can distract you. And you I pray for understanding for somebody. I pray for understanding for somebody. Your dream can distract you. Can I explain? You know, as a believer, you know, there are a lot of saying, follow your dreams. Not distraction, as in to distract, D-I-S, to distract, D-I-X. Distract, as in to sway you off something, D-I-S-T-R-A-C, not distract. Distract means to destroy. Distraction. Hallelujah. God bless you too. So your dream can distract you from God's purpose. You know, there is a whole lot of saying that follow your dreams, follow your heart. As a matter of fact, follow your heart is one of the unwise statements a believer should make. For follow your heart, because out of the heart of man comes the issues of life. So the heart of a man is very foolish. Don't even follow your heart. If you follow your heart, you will do one of the most stupidest things on earth. Follow your heart, they don't even say it. It's one of the unwise statements you can ever make. Yes, follow your heart. Your heart. Your heart. You, your heart. Like you, oh, you, you. You. Hey, if you follow your heart, Bible says, out of the heart of man comes the issues of life. You, oh, your heart. Do you know what you wish for? At times, you know what comes into your head. You. You know yourself now. You know, so this one there, your heart. Hey, this morning what you were thinking, your heart. Bado, your heart. Hey, if you follow that, your heart. Follow what God says, follow. Don't follow your heart. You, your heart. Hey, babe. Follow you, your heart. Your heart there, you know your heart is bomb. Your heart. No. Your heart there, don't follow. If, you know, people post on WhatsApp status, follow your heart. I am following my heart. You are following your heart. Oh God. You are following your heart. Jesus is Lord, though. Please. Do you know me, my heart? Hey! Do you know what I wish for sometimes? Your heart will deceive you. Exactly. Makuma. Hey! My heart. No. My heart. No. My heart. Me. As I sit here, my heart. No, never. Never. I won't follow my heart. The other thing is that people say, follow your dreams. And there are a lot of people that their dreams, as they are following, has distracted them. It is not about the fantasy of the dream. You know, it is about God's purpose. As you follow Jesus, you know, don't follow your dreams. Your dreams will follow you as you follow Jesus. Don't follow your dreams. Follow Jesus. And as you follow Jesus, your dreams will follow you as you follow Jesus. I believe that this phrase is a freedom breaker for some people. This statement I just made is a freedom breaker for some people. For a lot of people, they are now distracted. There are a lot of people, they are worried. A lot of people, they are crying right now. They are in their rooms. They are suffering. There are a lot of people, they don't know what they are doing because their dreams never came through. Their dreams never materialized. Their dreams did not come through as they were expected. Where they wanted to go, they could not go. Where they wanted to achieve the status they wanted to have, they did not achieve those things, and then they are crying, they are in agony, they are in pain, their self-worth has reduced drastically because they were not able to fulfill their dreams. But listen, your focus is wrong. I came to bring you a different alignment in your mind that shift your focus from yourself, shift your mind from yourself. Move from self-centeredness and focus on Jesus. And as you focus on Jesus, and as you follow Jesus, and as you follow Jesus, you gradually see that your dreams are following you. And when I say follow Jesus, it means follow God's purpose. And when I say follow God's purpose, and I mean follow that process. And when I say follow the process, it means follow the pain, the process that is going to bring you pain. Still go through that process. The process that is bringing you rejection. The process that is delaying you. The process that took the position from you. The process that took the people from you. The process that took the anointed people that you thought they will help you from you. The process that took some parents, some of your siblings, that took your mother away. That process, as you follow God's process keenly, and as you go and you follow Jesus smoothly, you would know that gradually your dreams are now rather chasing you. Your dreams are now chasing you. When you read Genesis 37 verse 17 to 18, we see that Joseph is visiting his brothers. His brothers. And as he was visiting his brothers, he met someone, and the person said, they have moved. Dotan. Dotan means two wells. Two wells. W-E-L-L-S. This means that the place was big enough to contain them and another person. Hallelujah. The place was Dotan, so the place was be able to accommodate Joseph and his brothers. Hallelujah. And the Bible said they moved from that place to Hebron. Hebron means association. Actually, Joseph was coming from Hebron, means association. So they moved from that place, that is from Dotan to Shechem. Shechem means back or shoulder. I want to bring something here. You know something? Give me some few minutes. Let me explain certain things to you here. Come on now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. So the father of Joseph, that is Jacob, sent Joseph to go to his brothers. His brothers were initially at Shechem. Sorry. So Shechem means back or shoulder. So they were in a place of struggle. They moved from Shechem and they went to Dotan. Dotan means two wells. So they have moved from a place of struggle to a place of fulfillment now. But when they saw their brother coming, the Bible said they plotted to kill him. This is dreams. This is distinctiveness leading someone to death. I am trying to make someone acknowledge that there are times your distinctiveness, your coat of many colors, the coat of many colors that you put on, even though it is painful, even though it can bring death to you, still follow it. The distinctiveness of Joseph now is going to lead him into trouble in Dotan. And Dotan means two wells. A place that is so good to accommodate him and his brothers. But dreams and destiny is leading Joseph to a place of his death. You know, I want you to start acknowledging the hand of God in adversity. I want you to start seeing God's hand when you are going through your troubles. The Bible said when his brothers plotted, when they saw him from a distance. So there are certain people, you know, they should not see you coming. When they see you coming, they will kill you. They will plot against you and they will eliminate you. The Bible said that when they plotted to kill him, I don't want to use the word coincidentally, miraculously, God also brought an Ishmaelite at that same place, at that same time. So if you think that this is just a mere coincidence, then you are not, you know, that, you know, when people say coincidence, to me, coincidence is just the natural man's expression to deny the perfect timings of God. Coincidence is just the natural man's expression to deny the perfect timing of God. Anytime you meet a coincidence, what people say is a coincidence, acknowledge it is God. You know, acknowledge God in your struggles. Acknowledge God in your difficulties. The moment they planned of killing Joseph, the Bible said that there was an Ishmaelite. There was an Ishmaelite at that same place, at that same hour. So they said, why not sell him to him? Why not sell him rather than kill you, kill him? I pray in the name of Jesus that in your times of trouble, you would see the hand and the finger of God. What was the Ishmaelite doing there at that particular point? He was God sent. I pray for you that in your times of trouble, you would see the hand of God in it. So hear me now. It is God. God is in everything. God is in everything that you are doing. In your pain, God is there with you. It is a process you must go through. You know, after Joseph became the prime minister in Egypt, he would understand that, you know, Joseph did not chase the dream, he just followed God's purpose. So stop chasing dreams, stop trying to do things for yourself. Stop trying to do things for yourself. Dreams, they are for service, not for status. Dreams are for service, not to add to your status. So stop saying, this is the dream, this is the dream, this is the dream. For, as you follow Jesus, small, you will see that your dreams will start following you. Follow God's purpose. So I want to ask you a question. If it is God's purpose for you to have third class in your academics, would you accept it? If it's God's purpose that for you, you become barren for the rest of your life, would you accept it? If it's God's purpose that God is saying, I am delaying you for 1 year. For this year, what I want you to do is just to add significance to this person's life. Just that, will you accept it? Will you accept it? Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That prayer is not for small boys. That prayer is not for small boys. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That prayer is not for small boys. Do you know God's will? There are times that God will make you delay in one place for a long time. Just because when you are there, you are fulfilling his purpose. He knows why he's delaying you. Sure, the sovereignty of God can keep you static as a believer. As you are walking through God's purpose, he can keep you at one place for some time. So, you know, when you receive that dream that, you know, you will be the prime minister, there are times God will make you a class 3 teacher for 16 good years. For 16 good years. And when you are going through that process, if you don't take care, you might think that God lied to you.
because of the ecstasy you had during the revelation of your dream. You can be prophesied to that you'll be going to 25 countries, 40 countries, but God will intentionally keep you in Sheshibekwai for 55 years of your life, and He knows why He's doing that for that 55 years. He knows why He's doing that for that 55 years. Joseph had a dream, and the dream he had was that everybody was bowing to him. How can someone who is having a dream of everybody bowing to him be sold to prison? How can that? If it were to be you and I, you would say that the dream you had was not a correct dream. If it was to be you and I, you would say that dream was not a correct dream. The issue is that God develops dreams in dark places, in dark rooms, at the backside, in the wilderness. These are the places God develops and builds dreams from. Check every dream that God designed. He designed it from an obscene place, from a dilapidated place, from a deprived place, from a dark place, from a misfortune place. Can anything good come from Nazareth? Can anything good? So before, as I am ending, let me summarize this whole thing for you. The summary, the conclusion of the thing is that, first of all, put on your distinctiveness, follow God's purpose, be in God's will, and God will make you great. Follow God's purpose. A lot of us, we want, oh God, my dream is, I want to be this, I want to be that. And that thing, I want to. That I language is distracting you so much. That when God say, my daughter, follow me, I know. Can somebody hear me? So that I statement, I want, it's killing us. Follow God. Do you know, maybe for you, you cannot become that huge like the Oprah Winfrey. You cannot become that huge. You cannot be maybe more scientific like Albert Einstein. You cannot be more skillful like the Cristiano Ronaldo. You cannot be more outspoken like the TD Jakes. You cannot be more articulate than as the TD Jakes. You cannot be more anointed and more prayerful like the Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams. You cannot be more everything like Stephen Furtick. Maybe you can't, but as you follow God,
as you follow God and you follow His purpose, and you are adding value to two people, their lives. You are adding value to three people, their lives. As you are adding value to the little kids, that purpose, that little thing that you are doing for God, that small thing that you are doing for God, as you are following God, small, that little thing that you think is little, it is that which will bring the dream. The dream. It is that which will bring the dream. It is that which will bring the fulfillment. It is that which will bring the fulfillment. Don't be so much focused on what you want. Don't be so much focused on what you want to build, the legacy you want to leave. It is killing people. A lot of people are frustrated. A lot of people commit suicide because what they wanted to do, they could not do. And then they've given up on God. And you know, these days when I listen to a lot of people, church has become a place where people go and they come back more depressed. God bless you, sir. Some like we go and we come more depressed. Because when you go, we say, my God shall supply all my needs. It is well with my soul. I am the head and not the tail. If God is for you, who can be against you? Seated in Christ in heavenly places. I wish above all things that you will prosper, even as your soul prospers. So when the believer comes and the believer is going through the process, there is no correlation between what is written in scripture and the person's life. And the person gets more depressed, and the person forgets that the person who wrote, but my God shall supply all my needs, was the same person who was in prison and he was telling his son Timothy, my son, come before winter. Because I am left alone. I am lonely. Come with my cloak that I'll cover myself with. I am cold. The same person. So people have given up on their 2020 theme. 2020 theme that they picked. Year of fruitfulness. The moment Corona showed up, the year of fruitfulness had changed completely. Now is a year of something else. But please, God is the God of your struggles too. God is the God of your struggles too. There are times He will intentionally hide you and build character in you. Build character in you. He will build character in you. He will make you. Do you know why God? Do you know why God did not pick the Israelites straight to Canaan? There was a short way to that place. That it shouldn't take them 40 years. But the issue was that they had stayed under oppression for long. And the moment you stay under oppression for long, you start to think as a prisoner. The moment you stay in a place for long, you start acting as the same way the people there thinks. So the issue is that the Israelites, they have stayed with Egypt, that the culture of Egypt had infiltrated their culture. that there is now Egypt in them. So God took them, and God did not send them straight to Canaan, but he made them ride on through the desert, because he was taking Egypt out of them. Egypt out of them. So every year God was taking Egypt. Every step God was taking Egypt out of them. When God saw that now all the Egypt was over them, he said, now I expose you to Canaan. Now take the land. So God passed you through a whole lot. God passed you through a whole lot to pick all your pettiness, all your little character flaws, all your immoralities, all the things that it is in you, that one day when you are there and that thing remains in you, you are going to destroy that which God has planned for you. God will pass you through process to take them out of you. That one day when he sits you on the stool, you will appreciate that it was good that I passed through this process. That one day when you go through them, you will say, it was good that I went through this process. The Lord bless you. Keep your distinctiveness. Follow God's purpose. Keep your distinctiveness. Put on your coat of many colors. Put on your coat of many colors. Follow God's purpose. Follow God's purpose. And God will bring you to an expected end. God will bring you to an expected end. God will bring you to an expected end. Before you know, you did not chase your dream, but your dream chased you as you chased Christ. Before you realize, you did not chase your dream, but your dream chased you as you followed Christ. Before you know, you wouldn't chase your dream, but your dream had chased you as you followed Christ. I pray for understanding for somebody. I pray for illumination for somebody. I pray that someone would go and move with this word in the name of our Lord Jesus. I pray that you will not give up in life because you are going through moments of trials, moments of pain. You are going through certain sickness and certain disease. That you are going through a lot at the moment. But you recognize and you will see the hand of God in those moments. That you will see the hand of God in those moments. That you will see that God loves you and he wants you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Can I bless you before we leave? Can I bless you before you leave? Tomorrow we are having our teaching service. Kindly, the time is 7 p.m. Kindly pass by, and the Lord will bless you so much. Stay for God's blessing. Stay for God's blessing. God bless you, my brother. Say that the topic was mysterious. Sovereign, mysterious God. Wonderful topic. It was brilliant. Wow. Thank everybody who is praying for me. I feel that God is teaching me a whole lot. And God is teaching me a lot in this season. And God is using certain things in my life to teach me lessons. And I feel like you should also be a benefit to what God is doing in my life, so that we can all grow together. Hallelujah. So that we can all grow together. Let's follow God Let's follow God and you fulfill our dreams. In Jesus' name. Can I pray for you? Can I pray for you? I pray for growth in the name of our Lord Jesus. I pray for growth in whatever you do. Growth in your Christian life. Growth in your walk with God. I pray for deliverance for you. I pray for favor for you. I pray that the gift of the Holy Spirit will be so much in your life. In the name of our Lord Jesus. I pray that the healing power of God will locate you wherever you are. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Rababa, sharabababa. I pray that the glory of God will come to your life. I pray that the healing of God will locate you. I pray that you walk in total purity. I say to you right now in the name of Jesus that you are holy. I pray that you would exhibit the love of Christ. I pray that miracles will be found in your life. I pray the peace of God for you. I pray prosperity over your head. I pray that the spirit of prophecy would change and give you guidance in your life. I pray for revelation for you in the name of Jesus. I pray for salvation for your house in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will see signs and wonders in the name of our Lord Jesus. I pray that you will see signs and wonders in the name of our Lord Jesus. Now let accusations leave your life in the name of Jesus. Let apathy leave your life in the name of Jesus. Let backbiting spirit leave your life. You will not backslide. You will not lose your salvation. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus that every betrayal in your life is cancelled. I pray that carnality will not invade your space and invade your Christian life in the name of Jesus. I pray that compromise will not be your portion. I pray that confusion will not hang over your life and hang over your decisions in the name of our Lord Jesus. I pray let the spirit of control leave your life in the name of our Lord Jesus. I pray that covetousness, death, in the name of Jesus, leave your life. Deception, distraction, divisions, in the name of Jesus, is cancelled from your life. Financial attacks, I uproot it from your life. Let pride leave your life. I pray that the spirit of humility would abound in your life. In the name of our Lord Jesus, let rebellion leave your house. Let rebellion leave your house. Let rebellion leave your house. Let lukewarmness leave your life. Let legalisms leave your life in the name of our Lord Jesus. In the name of our Lord Jesus, idolatry is leaving your life, greed is leaving your life, gossips is leaving your life, jealousy is leaving your life, legalism is leaving your life in the name of Jesus. Rabba, rababu, sharababa. Ipalakate, intalababa. Accidents is leaving your life in the name of our Lord Jesus. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Domination, spirit of domination, thing that dominates your life that you have no control over. I pray right now in the name of Jesus. You will not divorce in the name of Jesus. Rapapapa, ipalakata. May God deliver you from false brethren, from false prophets, from false teachers, from false apostles, from false family problems, from false teachings, from errors, from heresies, in the name of Jesus, from setbacks. May God deliver you, my God and my Father. Iparada, shinimihanta, ligrobo, shandalaba. Hindrances, blockade and obstructions is leaving your territory. Immorality, in the name of our Lord Jesus, you not lose your anointing. 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 Manipulation or cultists is satanic stagnations. They are all living your life in the name of our Lord Jesus. In the name of our Lord Jesus. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Rabba baba koya. Ipala parada. Iyan talaba. Ipala kalababa shandi. Iyan talaba shandalababa. Ipa de kodobo shandi lege pepe legete. Iyan talaba shandalababa. Unexplained sickness, witches and warlocks, wizards is living your life. In the name of our Lord Jesus, I pray for you. Let new favors welcome you. In the name of our Lord Jesus, the consequences of a sorrowful life is living your life. Deuteronomy 28 verse 5. your basket and your stores will be blessed in the name of our Lord Jesus. Deuteronomy 28 verse 8, God is going to give you your own storehouse in the name of our Lord Jesus. Isaiah 45 verse 3, God is going to give you hidden treasures. God is going to give you hidden riches. God is going to give you treasures in dark places in the name of our Lord Jesus. Unstewarded favors welcome you. Psalm 102 verse 13. Exodus 15 verse 17. May God give you inheritance in the name of our Lord Jesus. Inheritance in USA. Inheritance in Brazil. Inheritance in Mexico. Inheritance in the name of Jesus. God is giving you inheritance. Inheritance in Denmark. Inheritance in Alaska. Inheritance in China. God is giving you inheritance in India. Inheritance in Sudan. Inheritance in Chad. Inheritance in Libya. Inheritance in Angola. Inheritance in Namibia in the name of our Lord Jesus. Inheritance in Austria. Inheritance in Calgary. Inheritance in Saskatchewan. Inheritance in Dawson. Inheritance in St. Louis. Inheritance in Memphis. Inheritance in Dallas. Inheritance in Houston, Texas. Inheritance in the name of Jesus. Inheritance in Chengdu. Inheritance in Nanjing. Inheritance in the name of Jesus. Inheritance Radu Sharababa in Ghana, my God and my Father. Inheritance in the Upper West, Upper East, Mulgatanga, Navrongo. Inheritance in Waliwale. Inheritance in Bole. Inheritance in Seshi. Inheritance in Sabzugu. Inheritance everywhere. Inheritance in Keta. Inheritance in the name of Jesus. Rabababa Kola Baba Shandi. Inheritance in the Central Region, Saltspan, Elmina, Cape Coast, Winneba, Apam Obwase. Inheritance in Ashanti Region, Mampong, Efijase, Agogo, Kumase, Bebieni, Gosu. Inheritance in Enchi. Inheritance in the Western Region, Pristia, Bogoso, Takwa. Inheritance in Ho, Pando, Hohoi. Everywhere, I pray in the name of Jesus. God is giving you inheritance. God is giving you inheritance, my God and my Father. Numbers 26 verse 53 to 54. God will give you that which is your portion. That which belongs to you will not be given to someone else in the name of our Lord Jesus. That which belongs to you will not be given to someone else in the name of our Lord Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. Your name is registered in heaven, in heavenly inheritance in the name of Jesus. You are having possessions in heavenly inheritance. You are becoming a balanced Christian. You are balanced in your spiritual life, in your physical life as well. In the name of Jesus. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 17. You will not die before your time. Your promotion will not die before its time. Open gates that belongs to you will not die before its time. Your marriage will not die before its time. Your spouse will not die before his or her time. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Psalm 122 verse 7, prosperity will be within your house. Proverbs 30 verse 6, God rebukes liars from your house. In the name of Jesus, you will not be lied to. You will not be deceived. You will not be lied to. You will not be deceived. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Finally, I want you to declare after me. I want you to declare after me. Say that I am a believer. I am a believer. I am a believer. I am not a doubter. I am not a doubter. I will fulfill purpose. I will fulfill purpose. I will fulfill purpose. I will fulfill purpose in the name of Jesus. I will succeed. I will succeed. I live in abundance. I refuse to fail. I refuse to fail. I rebuke the enemy. I rebuke the thief. I rebuke the destroyer. John 10:10, the Bible says the enemy comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. God bless you for always coming. I don't take it lightly. God bless you so much for everything. God bless you so much. Those of you who have been a support to me and to the ministry, God bless you. My brother Jonathan, God bless you. Josephine, God bless you. Anel, God bless you. Loretta, God bless you so much for everything you do for this ministry. The Lord richly bless you. The Lord richly bless you. And now God bless you so much. God bless you so much. Atokamina, God bless you. God bless you. Everybody. Comfort, God bless you so much. God bless you. So let's meet here tomorrow. It's all about Jesus. That Jesus would be lifted and we spread the knowledge of Christ on the surface of the earth. That is our mission, that we may grow. See, last time someone asked me, are you a man? You're a man of God. I said, I am a believer. What I am doing is supposed to be the normal life of a believer. And you should also live that same life. Hallelujah. You should also live that life. Hallelujah. So spread the word. Share it on your status. Share it to people. Let's keep spreading the word of God. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. So much. Michelle, God bless you so much for what you do for the ministry. Michelle, God bless you. Please pick my number. If you don't have my WhatsApp contact, please 0544-178-498. If you are outside Ghana, add +233. Then you start with 544. 178-498. That is my number. 0544-178-498. 0544-178-498. The Lord bless you. Tomorrow, the time is 7 p.m. Veronica, please pick my number and WhatsApp me. Text me, Jesse, pick the number and text me, Jesse, 0544-178-498.